Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am live with my home skillet, my best friend slash sister, Shakina,
Shamalam.
AKA Boo Boo.
How you doing?
And it's spelled B-U-B-U. We are going to talk about some questions. I'm going to give her some questions. She's going to give me the answer. She's nervous right now. She won't look at me. She's nervous, but won't look at me. But I told her she can do this. You're a big girl now. And I met Boo Boo when she was, don't tell me, you was six?
Five turning six,
which I'm technically right. Mm-hmm. I don't know how old I was. But we met in the hood. We lived in the worst hood ever. We didn't like each other at first. Her and her four sisters, right?
Yes.
We didn't like each other at first. They walked by my house, little annoying brats. And they'd be like, you guys are ugly, just corny. And me and my friend Aaron was like, shut up. And then one day we decided to chase them. And then we ended up going to their house, hung out with them, met their mother. She's crazy. That's okay. Then we met all the sisters. It was like meeting the seven dwarfs. They all had different personalities. But they were real good. Gave them the nickname Squano Sisters. And yeah, since that, till this day,
17 years,
she has been my little sister that I've always wanted, and I finally got. And she had a brother, but he's obsolete because I'm her brother. But she is married.
Yeah.
And you've been married for how many years now?
It will be 3 years this year.
3 years on going in what, in June?
Yes.
She'll be married for 3 years. I remember the process of getting her to want to even be with somebody. I did not see her getting married, but she did. So I got some questions for you, Shakina, mm-hmm. aka Boo Boo. Now, I do know and I was aware that you did not like the man you are married to now. Before no. you guys started dating, you did not like this guy. Now, explain to me how you go from completely... Not only do you not like him, I remember our talks because I always wanted you to be with a guy that I knew was going to take care of you. Because I'm like, you deserve the best. And I wanted you with the best. And I remember when I first told you in the car, I said, Boo Boo, I think this guy's the one for you. And you were like, are you trying to sell me off? And I'm like, no, I think he's a good guy for you. And you were like, ugh, he's just annoying. He's ugly. Like, he's not my type. Oh, can you get to the breakdown for me? What what happened?
All right. From the beginning, I guess. Okay, so I'm a very laid back, chill person. And this is probably with the whole, like, him being all extra. That was my line. He's extra, extra, too much. But I'm very laid back, chill, and everything he did just made me mad. Like, if he had to laugh, he had to roll over and fall on the floor and laugh. He couldn't just laugh. Like, he had to, like, everything was just too overboard and just didn't stop. And then, what, I don't think you knew this part, maybe. But we did try to talk for a little bit when he first came around.
I remember
but
that. That's just where that 6 month line came from.
Yeah. But he was just too clingy. Like, it was like, had to be attached to my arm, clingy. And then when we played the Big Brother game, it was just like, it was just clingy, and I'm not clingy like that. But, I don't know, after that, I told him, sorry if you're listening to this, I told him, I said, I'm just gonna leave you, and I'm sorry. So, yeah, then I left it at that. I just told him that, and I went home that day. But,
I remember after that, didn't he go on his little rant escape when he went to Lynn for a few months?
Yes, he went back to Lynn to whatever he wanted to do.
To make up for being mad at you.
Yeah. And, after that, every time I came around, I still came. I didn't like, if he breathed near me, if he came in the room, I just wanted to leave. I wanted to go.
I remember you would be sitting on the couch laid out watching a movie.
I wanted to gouge my eyes out every time.
He would walk in the living room and she'd be laying down relaxed. Like, I'm talking about, you couldn't get no relax in that. And he would come in, she would just get up, grab her blanket, her pillow, see you guys tomorrow. I'm like, Boo Boo, wait. She's like, no, I'm good, I'm going to bed.
I just couldn't. I couldn't stand the fact that his presence was around me. I just couldn't. And then everyone was telling me, a man knows what he wants. A man knows when he wants to marry somebody. I'm like, well, he don't know this.
Because... so you heard that famous Christian line that yes. the man is pursuing and he knows what he wants. Mm-hmm. And your response was...
He don't know what he's pursuing because I'm not pursuing receiving.
What percentage of a chance do you say he had at that point?
At that point, zero.
Like zero, zero, like...
Like zero, zero.
Okay, keep going.
Like, before when we tried that 6 months of talking, or I don't even think it was that long, honestly. But, it was probably like a 25% chance. Which, I will admit that from a prior relationship, it was, I didn't want him to be like a rebound, you know? And that was my mindset at the moment. Like, it wasn't like a... I wasn't thinking of this as a definite thing. So no. After I broke up with him, or stopped, honestly don't know what it was. I couldn't define that part. But I went back to doing my own thing with my own people and my own friends. Mm-hmm. And I know he was told to, you know, just try texting her, just try talking to her, you know, start praying
for her. I was one of the people. Yeah, hey. Hit him up. Hit her up. Nah, I'm done. I don't want to hit her up no more. She wasting my time. And that led to that argument that day in the living room where you got so irritated when he came in the living room one time. Dude was like, just get out of here. You're so ugly. Leave me alone. And then he was like, you didn't say that 6 months ago.
Yes.
And I remember dying so hard. Honestly, from that.
In his defense, I blocked him. I put his messages on mute. I did everything I could not to talk to him. And then when he called me, I'd just be like, oh, yeah, I don't want to talk right now, and I'd hang up. Mm-hmm. So in his defense, I was a jerk.
Yeah.
So, and I know that. And I, yes.
So but, when did the interest spark?
When did the interest spark? Okay. Yes. Maybe backstory would be good. Okay, so I'm not really, like, have a type kind of girl. I just... Mm-hmm. Want someone who can make me laugh, who I can have fun with. I'm not something I can be always serious with.
Yeah.
So, now, present tense, he is all that and then some. But when the spark happened, I guess, so the first date, which was actually Valentine's Day, coming
ooh,
up.
Critical, ooh, critical. Shout out. Okay, shout yes. out to them V-Days.
Our first date was Valentine's Day, and... He was actually super nervous, and I honestly was still upset I didn't want to go on the date with him. I'm not. That was, like, the truth. Like, I didn't want to be there. I believe your wife, Chanel, and then Shanika, my sister, was getting me dressed, and I was just like, I don't know why you guys are even putting makeup on me. Like, it's not, we're gonna go and come back.
At this point, you were told, right, that, you were told by the pastor that you should give him a chance for a date, right?
I was told by the pastor... whatever current situation I was in, I needed to end.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing I did do at the moment was listen to God, because obviously God speaks to her.
Mm-hmm.
And that I did listen to, and she told me to give him a chance, let him take you on a date, which I did.
Mm-hmm.
And we went on the date. It was awkward in the beginning, but then I feel like his awkwardness made him feel kind of like vulnerable.
So
like
it made him go from... being that loud, crazy
yeah.
person. Because when you're around people, you're trying to make a persona.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to impress that person by acting the way you act. But when you're alone with that person, guess what? That crowd's not there no more
yeah.
to be your backup or to...
Exactly, and I felt like I seen who he wasn't trying to be.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't trying to be, like, a part of the crowd kind of thing. Because I've never been like that. Yeah, with... I have a low amount of friends, and half the friends I have now is like... the pastor and you probably yeah. but I seen him, like, I seen who he actually was, and yeah. you could see, like, not in a sense vulnerable, like, not in that sense, but I could see that whole extra person I was looking yeah. at was not really who he was.
Yeah.
So I think that's where the spark was, and that's where I kind of started, like, you know, loosening up, like,
so at that point you went from zero to probably about...
From there, I'd probably say zero to, like, 40, 45, 50.
See, that's a big jump.
Yeah.
A first date could...
It's because I'm really big on showing me the real you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm really big on that.
You don't want none of that fake mess. So yeah. when you seen real side, it said zero to 40. So mm-hmm. keep going.
Then after later on in the date, this is where I got really awkward, because I'm not even, like, a touchy-feely person now. Everyone knows. Like, yeah. I barely like hugging people. Mm-hmm. So we were watching a movie and tried to put his arm over me. I was like, whoa.
You were like, hey!
I was like, hold on.
Hey, it's not fair.
Yeah, I'm not ready for that. And he was like, oh, my bad. But you, I could tell how nervous he was. And then as it went on, and then we went into the, I think we were at the mall. It was like a simple day. We went to the mall and watched a two movies, actually. We went to the food court, and we went to the, this is probably where it went to like 85, which for, probably for no reason, I don't know. But we went to the food court, and they have these stuffed animals with the money on it. And I was like, oh, let's try to win whatever, trying to, you know, keep the night going.
Yeah.
Because the mall was going to close soon. So he just kept winning and we just kept having fun. And it was like the competitiveness and how we could like, I was like kind of like cheering him on and like trying to, I'm hoping that he'll get another one. It just, I could see how fun he was. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like that extra fun because even now sometimes he's kind of extra, but you know, I can deal with it. But I could see like the fun side of him. And he's like really, he was like super goofy and it was, he was still kind of nervous, which kind of made it like he doesn't want to be too much or like mess up kind of thing.
I feel like some women think that a nervous guy's a bad guy. Like they it's feel not. Like if a man gets nervous around you, a lot of people feel like they the woman get uncomfortable or the man gets uncomfortable because they're like, now I feel like I'm dealing, like when you get nervous from one, you feel like you're getting nerves back. Then some people like to see the nerves because that means the person has a soul in
to
there.
To me, like when I seen that, because no doubt I don't know if I didn't want to show it or not. I was nervous because I just got out of something and went straight into something else.
Yeah.
But it was more in the fact that he was nervous, so it kind of made me loosen up knowing that we're both not trying to, you know, how do you say it? Like, we're both nervous, in it, but we're not trying to overdo it.
Yeah.
Like, that it made me comfortable in that sense. Mm. So
at that point of the stuffed animal thing and everything, you went from a 40 to about an 80.
Yeah, I would
say
80.
So this is all one date that gave you... See, I think that right there... You know how people say the love at first sight? That's corny. I believe that there's not love at first sight, but there is growing and learning somebody at first sight.
And that leads to that. And don't get me wrong. Like, even now, we still learn each other every day.
Listen, I'm about to be married for 9 years coming up in May. And you will never, ever... Every day is something different. Mm-hmm. I think people think that people are supposed to change to a complete whole different human being the next day. Sometimes that person might not ever change. It's just as long as they're doing things right under God. You know what I mean? Like, I think a lot of people jump the gun and it's like, no, I want this person to be this way tomorrow.
And that's what it was too. Like, a lot of it, I'm not going to say I was like rebellious. Well, at a short period of time, I was rebellious against God. But the fact that he was so, like, when he said he was ready to change, he knew what he wanted. He was ready to give up everything he went through, and just completely turn his life over. And
that's the real sign.
That is what brought me to 100, because, like, seeing him the next week after, it was, he's not playing games, you know, that, and that's a big thing for me. Like, he's serious, you know, he's serious, like, in his own relationship, not between me and him, in his own relationship with God, he was like, I'm ready to change, there's no going back.
That's a big key, because if it's not about, you don't want the person to change for you, you want them to change for themselves first, and then change for you. But like you said, you've seen that process.
Because I even at that point, I had a lot of fixing to do.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a lot that he knew in the beginning, but seeing him do it helped me too.
Yep.
Seeing him say no, like, we know our each other's past now, but I had at that point in time, I had a lot of fixing to do where I was always, you know, I say the line to you, he's ready to change and I'm not, or you know, I don't want to not make him change or whatever. But it, honestly, it helped me change. It helped me get to that point. So we kind of helped each other in that sense.
So to me, the moral of this story is, listening to God's voice first. Because, like you said, you had two options. Do I listen to the pastor? Do I listen to this man telling me he's the one for me? Do I listen? Or do I just say, let me do what I'm doing and do how it's been for me my whole life?
Mm-hmm.
I've been listening to myself my whole life. So do I listen to the pastor or do I continue to do what I'm doing? You know what I'm saying? So at this point, first day, 80%, you're around there with him. When did you get to the point of, because we don't have a lot of time left, when did you get to the point of saying, like, I know he's my husband? Was that that date or was it a little time after?
I'm not going to lie. It wasn't that date.
Mm-hmm.
It was, we talked on the phone after we started praying on the phone. And that's the one thing, if anyone is ever told to do this, it actually helps you a lot in the beginning of a relationship.
I agree.
Praying with each other, even if you don't want to do it or feel like doing it, that's like a really big plus. But, because he did ask me early on in our relationship, how would you feel if I marry you? And I told him, honestly, I would say no to you, so please don't do it in front of people. But later on, like, after I felt, I don't know, more comfortable around him and more, like, understanding of, like, okay, this is why he is the way he is and everything he went through, he understood my half.
Mm.
I think, okay, this, that's when the whole marriage thing an option for me.
Yeah. See, I think a lot of people think that when it comes to marriage, it's supposed to take like 2-3 years before you want to marry someone.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people that do that. You know what I mean? Like, you'll be engaged for 4 or 5 months. I mean, 4 or 5 years. I always say, if you have to do that, drop it.
But it's your, for in my experience, it's your willingness to actually want to get to know that person.
Yeah.
And to learn that person.
If you don't want to learn the person, if either one of the people don't want to learn the person,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be a long process because you're trying everything you can in your power
mm-hmm.
to slow the process down.
Exactly.
You're thinking, I don't want to rush this. I don't want to pick at it. I just want this to, I'm trying to learn the person.
Yeah, but half the time, and sorry to cut you off, but half the time people, in my opinion, people slow their own process down because they know that's the right thing for them.
You know what? I said in the podcast way back, I said anyone that knows someone for them, they always make it harder
mm-hmm.
because they're like, I know this person's good. I know they do everything right. I know they would treat me like a king or like a queen, but I need to slow this roll a little mm-hmm. bit because I'm not ready for that life. I'm not ready for that lockdown. I don't want to give this person my all. I don't want to put all this mm-hmm. effort. Instead of always, like I say, a lot of people are like, I don't feel like building.
Yeah.
I want it to almost be like handed to me on a platter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, bad news, folks. I'm here to tell you, it doesn't work like that. My famous line to y'all is, this is not a Disney movie.
Mm-hmm.
It does not work like that. You're not going to be locked. These women have to stop thinking they're princesses where they're in a castle, they're trapped in Rapunzel's tower, and all of a sudden, Prince Charming's coming to save you. It doesn't work like that. It's a process. And like my sister just said, it comes from when you guys both say, let's read together.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk together. Let's pray together. Let's figure out what our flaws are. Let's figure out what we can do to better each other.
But a lot of this, even before that, even when you do have a willingness to learn each other, you're never going to fully, for the ones who say, I want to completely know you before we actually get married, you're never going to completely
know
that person.
You will not.
Ever.
Take that from two married people.
Ever. So
you will never. Listen, me and my wife know each other to the T. But there's still stuff you learn about each other every mm-hmm. day. This pisses her off. This pisses him off. They don't like this type of way. I don't like it. Like, you will never have the... Like I always say, if you go to Xfinity right now, you can get a triple package, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cable, internet, and phone. In real life, if you try to pick a man or woman, you will not get the triple package. There will be something out of that package. You might get the cable and internet, but you ain't getting the phone. Or you might get the phone. You ain't getting both the...
But then they fail to... I'm only saying this in my experience. But in the beginning, it was... Every girl has their dream guy.
Mm.
And then, speaking for all the women, because all women think like this.
Mm.
They have their dream guy and the picture guy that... This is the man who I'm going to marry. Mm-hmm. This is how I want my life to be with my white picket fence and my two doggies and my three
two
kids.
Doggies.
Whatever. You know, and they have the, maybe some. I was not this girl.
The penthouse suite.
Exactly, and then girls have the magazine of their wedding and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You can have all that, but that guy might not have, like, he didn't have everything I wanted in the beginning. But mm-hmm. we grew to that.
You grow to, like, okay.
We grew to learning our pets and peeves and all this,
yep.
and we fixed it with each other. You don't have to fix it separate before you come together. Like, and in some other circumstances, maybe, yes, fix it separate. But the things that are, like, little knick-knack thingies, like, oh, I don't like the way you do this, or the way you pull your pants up like this and that, those things you can fix together.
Yes.
And grow together.
I don't like how you wear high heels that show your ankles. I don't like that you put lotion on them feet. I mean, let's be real, but I'm glad I got to speak with my sister today. We'd be doing another episode. If you guys demand it, because you already demanded that I do another episode with Apollo, so that will come soon. The one with Orlando, I haven't got really high demand on that one. I got a lot of watches, but not a demand for another one. I'm hoping there's another demand for this because it's good to hear a woman's point of view. I always say that. So it's not just me. But thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for tuning in. And I think this is episode 20. No, this is actually episode 30. Yes. And I know that. So I'm on episode 30. That's how, you know, I'm going hard. Listen. I'm
flattered to be on episode 30.
Listen. We will be doing more. Next time I will try to feature you and Cam on. And yeah. So thank you guys for listening. And peace.
Bye.